Just one question in the halakha that came up yesterday in the Daf Yomi groups. The question was asked, as we've been learning in the Gemara, it is forbidden on Shabbat to obviously play instruments and play music. For that matter, it's forbidden on Shabbat to do anything that's mashmi'a kol, that makes a sound of music as well. The rabbis made a gezerah that you might come to fix a musical instrument or create a musical instrument. So the question was asked, what is our leniency? What are we relying on? The fact that we place rimmonim on the Sefer Torah. Rimmonim are bells. And it's inevitable, whenever you take out the Sefer Torah, it's going to shake, it's going to make a sound, it's going to make noise. Seemingly would be forbidden to walk out on Shabbat with a bell and ring the bell. So how are we lenient when it comes to rimmonim on the Sefer Torah? Actually, the Taz in Yoreh De'ah, in Siman Resh Pebet, writes that Sefer Torah that have pa'amonim on them, you shouldn't take them out on Shabbat, because it's Hashma'at Kol. However, the Ashi taught, okay, like the Eliyahu Rabbah, that says, since the purpose of the rimmonim is Sorech Mitzvah, it's in order to, let's say, adorn the Sefer Torah, or let's say to announce to the people that the Sefer Torah is coming out, Bimkom Mitzvah, Hakamim did not make a Gezerah. There's other opinions that give an explanation why it should be Mutar, because the whole Gezerah is you might come to make a instrument or fix an instrument. That's only said when you're in private. However, in public, nobody's going to come to make an instrument because everybody will remind each other. So therefore, in the Sibur, there is no Gezerah as such. Lastly, at worst, the Isur is the Rabbanan. And in a case like this, where it's Isur the Rabbanan, where in all odds, the person does not have kavanah to make noise, to make music. Although it's inevitable, we'd say it's a psikresh, it's an inevitable act, midrabbanan, let's say, in the rabbanan level, telo nihale, or lo echpatle, he doesn't care about it, and therefore the zoom to be lenient is that as well. So include all these reasons, whether it's because it's an adornment that it's not really for sound, or it's because they're in the sibur, or it's because of sorech mitzvah, and psik reshem de baran telo nihale. So therefore, la halakha, Hakam Avadya comes out that it is permissible to keep the minhag of leaving the rimmonim on the Sefer Torah. Nobody has to be scared of Isur of Hashma'at Kol.